This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hurricane Ike is continuing to pound Texas. It's packing winds up to 110 miles an hour and is as big as Texas itself. Rain's coming down so hard, emergency crews have been unable to mount rescues or assess damage. Officials say they expect to find widespread devastation when the storm passes. NPR's Ari Shapiro is on the job in Houston. Ari, what are you seeing?
Looking out my window here in the skyscraper in downtown Houston, there is, you know, I'm from Oregon where we have big waterfalls, and there's this 30 or more story building right out the window from me, which has what looks like an enormous waterfall cascading down the side of it because the rains have just been pounding into the side of this 30-story building and shooting down the side of it into this park that has become a lake. And it's been like this since about 3:30 in the morning our time, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up, you know, at least not within the next few hours.
What can you tell about the extent of the damage there in Houston, nation's fourth-largest city?
People really don't know the extent of the damage yet. We're hearing from energy companies that 3 million people, the entire city almost, could be without power. Where we are in downtown Houston is very lucky. It's one of the only parts of the city that has power because the lines here are underground. The worst damage is expected to be in Galveston. And at a briefing earlier this morning, somebody from the Galveston County Police Department, this is where the storm first came ashore, said they're really not going to know what the damage is like until later in the day. Here's what he said.
Primarily what we've been dealing with overnight is taking care of ourselves and making sure that our officers are safe. Post-storm, what we're going to be looking at are protection of life and property and making sure that areas are safe for people to get into, as well as coordinating with other law enforcement agencies and other emergency management groups.
And the same thing is true here in Houston. Somebody from the mayor's office just said they had had 1,250 911 calls in the last day. That's 60% higher than average. And he said, if your home has been damaged and it's unlivable, don't call 911 because we won't be able to get to you. He said, take shelter with your neighbors.
Ari, after that really astonishing warning yesterday that said this bluntly, get out or you'll die. I know you were in Galveston yesterday. Why did so many people choose to stay?
You know, some said, it's my first hurricane, there's no way I'm leaving. Others said, I've got a 3-story house, it can't flood me out. Others had some really heartbreaking reasons for staying. I met one man whose wife had died on Monday, and he said, I'm not going to go until she's buried. He had tried to evacuate during Hurricane Rita 3 years ago, and he spent 21 hours in traffic trying to get out. So he said he just wasn't leaving for that reason.
And Paris Ari Shapiro reporting this morning from reporting this morning as Hurricane Ike pounds Houston. Thanks very much for being with us, Ari.
You're welcome, Scott.